Mike Tagubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. We're delighted that you've turned your radio station to your radio dial, that is, to this station to join us for a few moments of Bible study together again. I trust you'll get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us in our study. And if you do not have a New Testament, we would like to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And if you'll send it to our post office box, we will be delighted to return to you by return mail a free New Testament. We'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you some gospel tracts. We'll send you our prayer card and our picture. We'll send you other Christian literature, all in a packet, addressed to you, postage paid. All you need to do is simply write to us and send us your name, your mailing address, including your country, and print it clearly so that we can make out your address and return these items to you. We want to do that because we love you, my friend. We care for you. We desire you to know the true and the living God. We desire you to know the truth and to know the peace, the joy, the forgiveness that comes through believing in and receiving the truth. Now, our mailing address is Bob Griggs. You can just address it to me, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, and our post office box is 825, post office box 825, and the city is Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G N-A-C-I-O, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, then a capital C and a capital O, and that stands for Colorado. We live in the state of Colorado here in the United States, and so Ignacio, Colorado, and then our zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. Again, that zip code, 81137-0825. And then, of course, on the last line of the address is United States of America. United States of America, or you can abbreviate it with capital U, capital S, capital A. United States of America. We look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are such a blessing and such an encouragement to us. Now today, we're once again in the book of Genesis. One of the things, by the way, we'll send you, if you do not have a Bible or New Testament, we'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And if you complete the answer sheet and just mail back the answer sheet to us, we'll send you the rest of that first course. And once you've completed all four of our first four Bible courses, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, absolutely free and postage paid. The reason we want you to learn the Word of God, beloved, we want you to know the truth. God's Word is truth. And God values His Word even above His name, He tells us in the book of Psalms. And so, beloved, the Word of God, it will change and transform your life and make your life fulfilled and meaningful and worth living. As you read God's Word, as you learn the truth, and as you walk in obedience to the truth, you will find a life of richness and fullness and a life that will bring glory to God and joy to your own life. So we look forward to hearing from you. Now again today we're in Genesis chapter 3 in the Old Testament. Those of you who have a New Testament, you can look to 1 Corinthians 15:22, but Genesis chapter 3 is not in your New Testament. So we'll begin with Genesis, or with 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And this is what we've been discussing, how that in Adam all died. And we discussed that last time. The whole human race died in Adam. You remember the illustration I gave you of a straight line, and then up and down on that line you put some little marks, and at the right end of the line you put a stick figure which represents you. The first line going across that straight line, that first line represents your dad. The next line represents your grandfather. And remember, if your grandfather had died when he was 2 days old, you would not be here. You would have died in your grandfather. So that illustrates how that in Adam, the whole human race died to God and died in sin. Thus, all mankind is born spiritually separated from God. That's why we need spiritual life, new life, eternal life, which can only come through believing in and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he means there in 1 Corinthians 15:22. He says, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. When a person believes in the Lord Jesus, they become spiritually alive because the Spirit of God moves into our spirit and grants us the gift of eternal life. Thus, we were reading how that Adam and Eve's eyes were opened because of their sin. Their understanding now is illuminated. They have lost their innocence. They are ashamed because they're naked. So they try to cover up their nakedness, and thus they are fearful and afraid when they hear the voice of God walking through the garden, calling, Adam, where are you? And they hide themselves because of their sin. Sin has warped and twisted and distorted the whole human race. And now we come to Adam's words in verse 10 and 11 of Genesis 3. Adam has hidden himself. And verse 9, the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And verse 10, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now, the Lord God says, who told thee thou wast naked? Verse 11, hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? You see, Adam's own words betray him. And by his own words, his sin has found him out. You that have a New Testament, if you'll turn to the book of James, it's right in front of the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, some little short books. One of them's the book of James. If you go to the book of Hebrews, you've gone too far. James is right before Hebrews, coming from the back of the New Testament. And in James chapter 3, James writes about the tongue, this little member of our body which gets us into trouble so many times. And James writes here in James chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, my brethren, be not many masters or many teachers, knowing that we that are teachers shall receive the greater condemnation, that is, the greater judgment. Because we're going to be judged for whether we teach the truth or whether we teach a lie. There are many false teachers in the world today who are teaching lies and who are leading people into deception, and someday they will stand before Almighty God and will have to give an account of their lies and of their deception and of their teaching people that which is not true and that which is not so. And therefore, beloved, I must be careful what I tell you, that I tell you the truth of the Word of God, that I do not seek to deceive you or to in any way lie to you, because I will stand before God someday and give an account of this radio broadcast that I'm making right now and of the things that I am speaking about. I will have to give an account to Almighty God. Verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect or mature man, and able also to bridle or control the whole body. Even as we put a bridle on a horse to direct the horse and to control the horse, so, he says, a man that can control his tongue can control his whole body, because the tongue is that hard to control. Verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships which are out in the ocean, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about by a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Just a very small helm on the bottom of that ship will turn that ship and cause it to go wherever the governor or the captain of the ship desires to go. Even so, verse 5, he's using those two illustrations to describe the power of the tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Beloved, a whole forest can be burned down by one little spark that ignites a dry spot in that forest and sets it aflame. And so is the words that come out of our mouth. Oh, beloved, we must be careful what we say. And over there in Genesis chapter 3, we see that Adam told God, "I was afraid because I was naked." He, with his own tongue, revealed his sin and what he had done. And so our tongue gets us into a lot of trouble many, many times. We get angry. We say words that bring hurt and harm that we wished later we had never said. Oh, be careful with your tongue. Be careful what you say today. Be careful the harm that you may cause with a word that's not rightly used. Till next time, goodbye.